Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get your gossip on and spill some tea. Are you ready?
Join in or listen to Celebrity Tea Talk.
The good, the bad, and the ugly of celebrity life around the world. Grab a cup of tea, turn up the volume, and get ready.
You are listening to Michelle Noel on CTT,
Celebrity Tea Talk Radio. Let's get started. Who should we talk about today?
Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so awesome to see everybody today. Are you guys like ready for Santa? I am. I hope he's going to be good to me. I was pretty nice, occasionally naughty, but generally pretty nice. So how's everything going with you guys? What's going on out there in live me? Welcome everybody on Blog Talk Radio. We are here with the latest celebrity talk. And of course, guys, you know, Christmas doesn't matter for celebrities. Of course, it's awesome. Oh, wait, let's see. Oh, my gosh. We have questions going on. Oh, okay. Okay. Does lighting in a different car insurance, a life insurance? I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to have to figure that one out. I'm not really sure. Of course, guys, I got my fashion going on at my little twinkling lights over here for today. I'm ready for Christmas, like I said, just like I was talking to you guys about. But let's start digging into what's going on with the celebrities, guys. What is going on for Christmas? Well, of course, you know, it would not be a Christmas if someone didn't end up in jail. Yes. Christmas is not Christmas unless somebody gets arrested in the celebrity world. Thank you so much. I love all the hearts. Thank you, little Santas. Thank you for the Santas. Thank you, guys. So, of course, what's going on in the celebrity world? Well, one of the housewives, which, guys, I have to laugh because let me tell you something. If you were in a situation where you're in Palm Beach, and if you guys don't know anything about Palm Beach is like ritzy, ritzy. Like, it's the place where all the, like, wealthy go to hang out. So if you're wealthy and you're famous and you're in Palm Beach and you meet up with the police, chances are it's not going to be too devastating for you. But anyway, one of the housewives, well, the Real Housewives of New York, and she's a countess, okay? So she decided to do the little DUI thing going on in down in Florida. So she was in Palm Beach and the police pulled her over, and basically she was attacking the police. She told them she was going to kill them, and she decided to kick a cop. Okay, guys, any of you guys there from New York? Oh my gosh, thank you for the likes. Thank you. I mean, I'm from New York. If you kick a cop in New York, oh my God, like, do you know what would happen to you in New York City if you kicked a police officer? Let me tell you something. Not only would you be eating the dirt, you'd be able to tell me what flavor it is. Yeah, that's uncrazy. Oh my gosh. Do I have an Instagram? Yes. If you go to Celebrity Tea Talk, I have my Instagram there. I haven't done my personal Instagram, but I really need to do one because everyone's been asking me for it. And I have to do that. I have to do it. So can you imagine what it must have been like to see this housewife getting arrested? Because first of all, she goes by contest. So can you imagine her being like, oh, excuse me. Do you know who I am? I'm the Countess. I'm special. You can't arrest me. I will kill you all. I mean, let's be real. If you were in your hometown and you told the cop there that you would kill them, what would happen to you? Like, give me a break. So this woman goes ahead and says this because she's a real housewife. She's special. Not really. And there she is, and she's just like, anyway, they bring her to the jailhouse and they decide to let her off on her own recognizance, which, first of all, if that was me, people, I would be spending the weekend in the ATL jail. So I'm from Atlanta, guys, and trust me, I would be eating my bologna sandwich in Atlanta. I would never be like, oh, we'll just let you go. No way. I would literally spend Christmas in the popo, in the jail, hanging out, eating bologna sandwiches and crying my heart out. But of course, because she's a countess and she's a real housewife, she doesn't get to do that, which to me is ridiculous. Yeah, but I just thought that was like, it wouldn't be a Christmas if some celebrity didn't end up arrested in jail or in trouble. So of course, the Real Housewife decided to take that over, and I'm sure it'll be one of her episodes. Thank you so much for the king. Thank you so much for the love, guys. How are you guys all doing out there today? So does anybody already get their Christmas? Does anybody already celebrate yet? Because I know it's changing around the world. It's kind of different for everybody. But if you guys celebrate it, I hope you ended up with tons and tons of presents and everything you absolutely loved and asked for, because, hey, as long as you've been good, you should be getting something. That's how I look at it. But yeah, I was just like, so much for the Real Housewife. What can I say? Just kind of ridiculous. But then we have another one, which is Christina Musa, I think her name is. Musasa, I think her name is. I'm trying to think how you pronounce it. But she's a girl who was like on the, she was on the show, the HGTV show, and then she was like with her husband, and then they kind of like broke up or whatever it is. So they made this big thing about her going and doing this celebrity thing where she did a volunteer thing. I don't know, guys. I kind of feel like if you volunteer for something as a celebrity, why do you need to get PR for it? Shouldn't you just do it and then kind of be like, I just did it because I wanted to do something nice. But like, why would you have to have someone follow you around and have to like say that you did something? Like, one of my favorite celebrities, which is really sad that he died. Thank you, guys. I love all the love you're sending me. Is the guy from Fast and Furious, the one who died. Like, after he died, it came out that he did all these amazing things. Greetings, Angelica. How are you, boo? What's going on in your world out there? But I love the fact that the guy from the Fast and Furious movie, when after he died, like, you found out that he did all these really amazing things and had all these, like, charities and things that no one even knew about that he did. So for that girl, Christina, from the whole HGTV thing, for her to, like, have to have a crew follow her around because she did volunteer work, like, you should just do things from your heart. You shouldn't have to have it be like this giant PR event because, you know, decided to do something. I think it should just be genuine, and you should just do it because you're a celebrity and it's going to bring attention to a good cause. Where do I want to travel to? Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really super excited because I will be traveling to Italy, which I have never been to. I will be traveling to Italy, the other place, Italy, Spain, and St. Martinique. So I'm really kind of excited that I'm going to be going there. I've never been before, and I heard Italy's really beautiful. So I'm excited to see that. I'd love to also go to France, and I'd love to go to Egypt. I'd love to be able to, like, go see the pyramids, because I think that's just kind of one of those things that, you know, like, you have the seven wonders of the world. I'd love to be able to, like, see all seven of them. I mean, who doesn't want to travel, guys? It's just, I love going to fun places, and then you get all that amazing culture and the food. I mean, guys, food. The hard part is when you go someplace and you eat that amazing food and you think you're never probably going to eat it ever again, because that's the only place you can go to actually get that authentic meal, that delicious, incredible meal. So, yeah, that's the places that I would absolutely love to travel. Thank you for asking me that question. That is a great question. Where would you love to travel to? Where would you love to go to if you had a chance? It's like someone said, here, you could go anywhere you want in the world. Where would you want to go to? That's just, like, amazing. I'd love that opportunity. Who wouldn't want to do something that's so much fun and have such a great time? So have you guys heard about the whole Bitcoin? Like, these people are turning into, like, instant millionaires with Bitcoin. They bought Bitcoin for, like, $10, and now it's, like, trading at, like, $18,000 a share or some insane thing or whatever it is. But it's kind of funny because a lot of people are saying it's actually like a bubble and it's going to burst. And these two brothers who got a settlement from Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook took their settlement money about, like, they got like $36 million from Facebook, and they took about $11 million and put it into Bitcoin, and it's now worth $1.3 billion. And they're so worried about their Bitcoin that there's some kind of a key that they had that they actually, like, broke up the key, and they have it stored now in, like, different banks. But the thing is, I'd be kind of worried if I had, like, $1.3 billion and it was kind of digital. Like, I don't know. I think I'd want that money in my hand. I don't think I'd want it stuck in some kind of, like, digital world. I'd want it in my hand that I'd actually have the money. But these two brothers that are billionaires now just from Bitcoin are saying that they're basically, like, hiding the key to their fortune in different banks, this key that allows them to access this Bitcoin. I just don't know if I would totally trust having, like, $1 billion in something that's digital rather than something that I could, like, actually hold in my hand and know that, like, I could put it somewhere and have it, like, in a building or something more interesting. But, yeah. So
So, oh, sorry, guys. I had a call that was coming in. I had to delete that. But, yeah, just I just thought it was kind of interesting that they just were, like, wanted to have it in a bank somewhere. I mean, if I had $1.3 billion, I would, in digital, I would convert it to real money and then put it someplace that I knew if I wanted to buy something or have something, I could actually sell it and get my money back. It's kind of scary having it, like, out there and, like, stocks and all that kind of stuff, and then something could just change and you just, like, lose all your money and you instantly become poor again. Well, I don't know how poor they would be because they still have, like, $20 million of Mark Zuckerberg's money. So they're not that poor. They're not too, too poor. Well, if they'd like to, I read online that there is a $500 million house for sale right now in Bel Air in California, like on top of this hill for $500 million. How many people would you actually have, like, be able to buy a $500 million house? Like, that's a lot of money. Like, how does someone actually afford to even consider buying a $500 million house? That's insane. That's insane. So hopefully you guys are doing really good out there and you're excited for the holidays. I know I have a lot of presents coming. I've been trying to be really good to not open them up and look and see what they are, but it is incredibly tempting. I want to, but I'm trying to be really good. I tried shaking a couple of them, but I couldn't figure out what any of them were. So I was like, I'll be good at least. I'll try that. Thank you for the love you guys are sending me. Thank you for the likes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everybody who's joined me. Absolutely love it. Thank you, thank you. So, and you guys want to ever ask me any more questions, please just go ahead on live me, throw in those questions. I love answering them for you guys. And I love just spending my evening with you guys, talking to you guys and finding out what's going on in your world and kind of telling you what's going on in mine. It's just, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. I think what else is going on that I thought was kind of interesting to speak to you guys. So we talked about the Real Housewives. We talked about the other one. I want us to get into the whole thing. If anybody's tracking Santa, I have no idea where he is, but hopefully he's coming over to my house because I really want to be able to get some pretty cool stuff over here. But there really isn't too much going on. Like I said, the interesting thing was having the Real Housewife basically arrested. And, supposedly, of course, you know, there can't be any kind of a Christmas without some kind of a Kardashian story coming into the all play of this. But supposedly, Kris is having some kind of a bash at her house tonight where she invited both Scott Disick and Courtney's current boyfriend, who I think is like 20-something. I don't remember how old he is, but he's really young. And anyway, so it's like they're waiting to see how Scott's actually going to behave at this party. And they're not sure if Sophia Richie, which is the girl that he's going out with now, is actually going to play some music. You know what, gorgeous eyes? I'm going to play some music. The thing is, I'm on the radio right now. You can see my little ear things. So once I come off the radio, I'm definitely going to play some music. Do you guys have any requests of music you'd like? Because I like any kind of music, really. I'm not that particular on my music. I like anything from rap to pop to country. Doesn't really matter for me. So I'm going to definitely play some music as soon as I am done broadcasting. And I will definitely put in some music over there. You have to have some music going on, right? It's got to make it kind of interesting for everybody. So you guys have fun while you're sitting here spending your time with me and giving me so much love. Give me so much love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys are absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So yeah, I'm definitely going to go ahead and add some music in there. Like I said, as soon as I go ahead and come off the radio, which is only going to be in a couple of minutes, and then I'm going to blast whatever you guys want to hear. We can spend some time together and talk and find out what's going on and find out what is definitely happening out there. I'm going to go ahead and actually end this broadcast on the radio one I'm doing because I think tonight's probably going to be a pretty quiet night on Blog Talk Radio. But I am going to get back on here again on tomorrow night with you guys on more stuff. But I'm going to go ahead and continue with you guys on Live Me and find out what's going on. And we'll get together a little bit more. So thank you, everybody, for Blog Talk Radio who joined me tonight. I'm sorry that we have such a short broadcast. But like I said, it's Christmas Eve. Everybody's kind of waiting for Santa to show up, hopefully with something amazing for everyone. But I will join you guys again tomorrow. Much love. Talk to you again soon.